from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. I am ready for a jam-packed show. Tuesday, August 13th. Adam Story coming up here very soon. Adam gives parish missions all around the country. Does a few year, and I am going to talk to him about his parish mission this year. I got him into this, and he hasn't looked back. He works for the Diocese of Des Moines, of course, so he's only able to do a few a year, but I'm looking forward to talking to him about what he has to offer. In fact, he's out there doing one right now, so we'll talk to Adam Story coming up in just a few minutes. Rich Curran is going to be on at 7:15 today, Executive Director of Parish Success Group. Parish Success Group is reimagining the way that you do ministry and finding results in your parish. So we're going to talk about what results we're looking for in parishes, how we can go from just kind of, as they say, maintenance to mission in our parishes. And Rich is doing some really good work with different churches everywhere on this. Jean Wells hosts a Straight Talk. Going to preview her 9 o'clock show this morning, about 7:25. And at 7:45 today, John Bergsma is going to be on. John Bergsma is a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He's a former Protestant pastor, and he entered the Catholic Church in 2001 while getting his PhD in Scripture from the University of Notre Dame. We're going to talk about his book, Bible Basics for Catholics. So all of us Catholics out there, I think every one of us could shore up a little bit in sacred scripture. Never stop learning. Bible Basics for Catholics. This is going to be a good one. We'll have that coming up for you again at 7:45. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo this morning, and all week long we'll have Megan Selwa, the weather, straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, and we will have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. So we'll get right to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine, having fun at the Iowa State Fair. Saw you there yesterday.
And you were with Joe, taking Joe around, who had zero fair experience, didn't even know about the egg on a stick.
Joe has never, ever had an egg on a stick out there. The Iowa Egg Council puts that together. It's about 150,000 eggs a fair, I asked them. So I think they were up about maybe 19,000 yesterday, and yeah, I mean, we had a couple.
Which is kind of amazing that it's only 150,000. I mean, I know on Saturday alone, the fair had 122,000 yeah. attendees.
So I think if more people even knew about it, they'd probably be up there. But
well, look at the lines now, though. I mean, how many more people? You'll never get an egg.
That's true. Well, my family's done about half that, the daily quota for them, but we get after it.
Oh, there you go. Well, cool. It is going to be another great day at the Iowa State Fair. From the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Sawa, 71 now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. We do have fog this morning, going to be mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny later today and a high of 86. Tonight, mostly clear, 63, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, 78. As we look ahead to Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny Thursday, high of 80, then Friday. Looks like we could have more showers and thunderstorms, mainly early in the day, then becoming partly sunny and a high of 84. Today is day number 6 of the Iowa State Fair, and if you are planning to go to the fair, stop by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth on the west side of the Ann and Bill Riley stage. This morning, 9 a.m., Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada will be live at the fair with Monsignor Larry Beeson, followed by Straight Talk with Gene Wells at 10 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. There will also be Reconciliation this afternoon with Monsignor Chido from 4 until 6. As a fairgoer, you know parking is a premium at the Iowa State Fair, and one parking option, because this year they redid the north east gate of the Iowa State Fairgrounds. They actually lost a few hundred parking spots by doing that. Well, an option is the VFW just southwest of the fairgrounds at 2801 Dean Avenue. You can park at the VFW post 738. They will give you a ride to the fairgrounds and then even pick you up, one of their biggest fundraisers of the year for the VFW. And, of course, a lot of places around that neighborhood parking in their yards to get you into the fair. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Iowa Cubs played yesterday. Salt Lake, they beat them 6-0. A shutout. Today's Dallin Calendar Sports Calendar. Nothing for varsity sports or activities scheduled for today. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dallin Catholic High School football season opener on Friday, August 30th. It's against Waukee at Valley Stadium. Kickoff is at 7. Broadcast starts at 6:30 right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, 71 now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Fog this morning, mostly cloudy today, then becoming sunny and a high of 86. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports update on John Leonetti in the morning. We'll check on traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olson.
Iowa Catholic Radio news and sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are looking good as you make that drive into downtown on 235 from the West and East Mixer. It is going to be busy around the Iowa State Fairgrounds again today with day number 6 of the Iowa State Fair underway, but nothing else to pass along for you. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. We're having a little trouble getting a hold of Adam this morning, but never fear, that's okay. We'll see what we can do here in the next couple minutes. We were out at the Iowa State Fair yesterday, and I just have a lot of fun whenever we go out there. It's one of those times where you're able to just kind of sit back and people watch. You know, I love people watching at the Iowa State Fair. Jimmy, you like people watching, right?
You know, and the Iowa State Fair is one of the best places to do that, and it's not bad at all. I mean, it's here's what's the funny thing.
Yeah.
When we're sitting there at the booth, I don't know if you noticed that the times that you've been out there yet, but the people coming by to pick up the Pope on a stick, it's like,
yes,
it's like the ones that come by and they go to grab it and they go, "It's okay, I'm Catholic."
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it. Yeah. This is here for, and it doesn't matter. It's for anybody.
Right.
It's just kind of funny, you know. And then of course a lot of the cheers that we get when people come by, and a lot of people, you know, saying thank you for what you do. I mean, it's always great to get out there and you know, interact with the people.
I saw someone that I went to high school with yesterday, and we were
funny. So did I.
Yeah, you did too.
Yes.
Yeah. We were talking. You see a lot of people you go to high school with probably out there. We all do. But I was sitting there, and he came by with his wife, and we just had such a great conversation about the faith, and it's just amazing to be able to see people grow in their faith as time goes on, because you never know. You know, in high school you got a million things going on, and you never know who's gonna stay in the faith or who is, you know, loves their Catholic faith or anything. But it was really fun to be able to kind of catch up and just see just how the faith has played an integral role in their life. And there she is. She had a big pro-life shirt on as she's walking around, as his wife did. And I thought that was pretty cool. But, it's really neat. I want to give a shout-out here to the Iowans for Life booth. And I said I was going to do this because Iowans for Life, I was talking a little bit to Maggie DeWitty yesterday, and they are really out there in these times today. It's pretty, as we know, divisive. Mm-hmm. You know, people are on one side or the other, and it can get pretty ugly. But Iowans for Life is there, and I am just really proud of them to be able to see the difference that they're making, and just their presence for unborn children, and just for life in general. They are out there, their presence. They've been out there, I think, 30 years now. People have come by their booth and spit on their booth. People have come by this year. It's been unlike any other year, they said. I've come by and spit on their different posters that they have out. They have a little vote thing with corn kernels. We have our own there at the Iowans for Life. And, it's voting for, would you support this kind of law? And people, coming up, taking handfuls when they shouldn't and putting them in the pro-choice side. And people get it in their faces. A good friend of mine, someone got in their face just a couple days ago and was saying some pretty terrible things. And it's happening out there. It's not just happening with Iowans for Life. I think there's other people, that would probably say the same thing in different places all around. But I really wanted to give, and I said I was going to do this on my show, and I want to honor that because I want to thank Iowans for Life for standing up for life, and even amidst the hostility. We live in some pretty difficult times right now, friends. There's no doubt about it. And when people can put their selves, a reputation, everything on the line to be able to support something so good and holy as human life, it really speaks volumes to me. And in a way, it's heroic. It's courageous to be able to be out there and sometimes take the heat from people that otherwise don't like it. So this is not something that's happened regularly. Every hour something is happening, but I know it has happened out there, and it will probably continue. There's no doubt about it as times continue to go where they're going. But big shout out to Iowans for Life and the heroic work they're doing to save babies. All right, I no Adam's story today, but I'm going to leave a little extra time because we've got two big guests today, Rich Curran and John Bergsma. Rich is the executive director of the Parish Success Group, and they are really doing some incredible work in Catholic churches all around the country. We'll have him on coming up next at 7:45. John Bergsma is going to be on, professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. We're going to talk about Bible Basics for Catholics, his new book out to be able to help all Catholics come to know and grow and love sacred scripture. So we'll have that for you coming up again at 7:45. John Leonetti in the morning here on this Tuesday, August 13th. Don't go anywhere. And a big thank you to Plaza Dental Group for underwriting the show, dmsmiles.com. Now, Plaza Dental Group, they have comfortable and affordable dentistry is kind of what they're known for. They've got four offices throughout the Des Moines area. My dad was just in there yesterday for a little procedure. I walked out of there, and I'll tell you, you get in, you get out. This is what I love about Plaza Dental Group. When I go in, you don't have time to sit in an office for, 3 hours. You go in, you get your teeth cleaning or something, maybe a maintenance check, a few x-rays. You're just not waiting. They really stick to that schedule, and that's something that they've prided themselves on for a long time. And that's what I look for when I look for any kind of doctor, but especially a dentist. So good for them. DMSmiles.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. That is DMSmiles.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Bless Me International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmeinternational.org. That's blessmeinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here, and I want to thank Plaza Dental Group for underwriting my show. Plaza Dental Group makes their patients feel comfortable and right at home, like one of the family. Catholic-owned, they offer cosmetic dentistry and implants, six-month smiles, and Invisalign, an alternative to traditional braces, along with mercury-free dentistry. Plaza Dental Group, comfortable dentistry. 515-344-3523. Online at dmsmiles.com.
Listen to Catholic Women Now Thursday mornings at 9 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Catholic Women Now, underwritten in part by Fred Haas, local injury attorney, Fred Double D, Haas Double A, FredHaas.com, and R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Appreciate Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Dean and Bell Construction prides himself in working with his customers on a personal basis, making sure that all your roofing needs are completed and completed to perfection. Residential re-roofs, 30 years in business, never put his name behind anything except Iowa Catholic Radio. He's not even Catholic. He's a good, faithful man, though. Really appreciate it, Dean. Thank you. 963-4494. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494. Let's go to our first guest of the day, Executive Director of Parish Success Group. Hello, Rich Curran.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on your show again.
I appreciate you coming on, man. It's been a little while since you've been on.
It is. It has. It's been... I don't know, maybe last year sometime.
Yeah, I would say so.
Good to be back.
Well, you are kind of digging your heels in again in Parish Success Group, and you've really done some incredible things with this group. Now, you're the founder of this, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's roughly about 5 years up and running now as a nonprofit.
And you've been on the road for a long time. You've been out there speaking and doing different conferences. What did you find was the real need for something like this to come about?
Well, I would say it was from doing the keynotes. I would go and, you know, when you're doing a keynote at a conference, people get a lot of excitement, but they go home and nothing changes. And so it was through all of those conversations and talking with different people saying, where are we stuck or where are you stuck, that this kind of all evolved. I had started my ministry career, almost 25 years ago at a parish in Chicago, and we went from 1,200 households to 6,700 households in about 7 years.
Wow.
And as people started to hear about that, they said, well, how did you do it? And at the time, none of us on the team thought anything of it. Until you get out from that, you realize, wow, that is just not how most parishes function and behave.
What is the
that was really the origin.
What's the number one biggest struggle for people in ministry working at parishes today, would you say?
Well,
it's a loaded question.
That's a very loaded question. But I would say, you know, if I had to name one thing, even though that one thing has multiple branches, I would call it complacency.
Yeah,
complacency either from the staff end of it, where they just keep doing the same thing. August is rolling around here. The school year is going to start. Their calendar for this coming school year is going to look almost identical to last year. We know that, you know, the senior citizen Christmas luncheon is the third Saturday of the month. We know that religious education is at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, you know, whatever it is. It there's a routine about it, and we just keep doing the same things, and our numbers are dwindling, and nobody seems to be bothered by that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's people in the pews that are really comfortable, and when people do try to come and raise the alarm that we have a problem, there is an enormous amount of pushback.
Hmm.
And so we just kind of, it really depends on a lot of variables. Underlying all of it, even when we resist the change, there is, I do find, an authentic desire to change, but we're so grounded in fear that we won't move. It's really no different than anything else in life. Addicts find the same thing. They know they need to change, but they just can't get the courage to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say change, what do you mean? What does the parish here in the United States of America, a thriving parish, and all the work that you've been doing with parishes really look like?
Well, change has nothing to do with belief, obviously. What we believe is what we believe. So it has nothing to do with belief. God is not more present in the growing parishes than he is in the other parish.
Sure.
That's not the change we're talking about. It's behavioral. It's the way that they approach problems and the way they reimagine the parish. technically we'd call it methodology when we're working with a parish. And so it's digging in. The parishes that are growing are hyper-focused or have gotten hyper-focused on why do we do what we do in the way that we're doing it. And if it's not producing the fruit that we desire, which is the multiplication of disciples, then we have to be willing to let go of our methodology and try it a different way. Hmm. That's just an enormous difference in the parishes that are growing in what I would call the majority of the parishes, because that's not the way they think.
Yeah.
And that's certainly not the way they behave.
Well, there's no shame in getting help, right? I mean, you know, when parishes really want to lock down, just any organization, I know that, what would you say, a consultant? Is that kind of what you're doing? I mean, are you consulting with them, going in and just kind of getting the big picture of what they want and then just really helping them achieve that?
Well, a lot of people use the word consultant because that's just familiar to them, but we use the term coach because it far exceeds what a consultant does. A consultant can look at a problem and identify, you know, different options and solutions and encourage them to follow a particular way. And on one level, that is what we do. But all of our coaches get in there. We come on site. We don't do webinars. We don't do just phone calls. And so we come on site with a parish and literally walk the journey with them, going to parish council meetings, sitting in on the staff meetings, sitting in on the, you know, education board, if they have one, if they have a school or whatever, and really looking from the ground level, what do we have to work with here? What's working? What isn't? Now, we have some different tools and metrics and data points, software that we can use to really understand the people and know it's an aggregate of all the data that, kind of like Best Buy uses when they know everything there is to know about everybody and what everybody's behaviors are. Well, we use the same software, but we use it from a church perspective. And so in that sense, it really is. I agree with you. There's no shame in asking for help. What I do find, unfortunately, is in the church, an awful lot of church leadership struggles to ask for help because there's almost this assumption, well, we're supposed to know how to do this, or we were hired to do this, even though they know they don't. My brother's a priest, and we talk about this all the time. And I say, Brendan, you weren't trained to do this. You know theology, you know the sacraments, you know all of that very, very well. You weren't trained in organizational leadership, though.
Hmm.
And you weren't trained in how to multiply. And that the same is true for our catechetical leaders, for our youth ministry leaders. We train them in theology, but we're not training them in the leadership management side of things. How do you work with a group of volunteers, scale it, multiply it, go from 50 kids to 100 kids, and what do you need in place before you do that?
It's really fascinating, Rich. I mean, your work is really fascinating. This has brought you everywhere, I know. This is not just something you're doing there in Wisconsin, but you're out there in parishes all around the country. How many parishes would you say you've worked with?
We are completed now probably about 30. We are currently active with about another 12, and then we have several more that we're projecting out. And so for us, especially only being 5 years old, we're at that stage now where we're trying to multiply coaches as fast as possible, but we can't just hire coaches because our coaches have to be well-versed in church, and all of our coaches have to have actually grown ministry. And so finding the right fit of people who, you know, was at the parish that had, you know, 500 families and is now at 1,000 and has walked that journey to know how did they change, what did they do different, finding that kind of talent, bringing them to our team so that they go in turn can help someone else. So that's one of our challenges, but but we have people identified. We just got to get them trained now and bring them on board. So
let's talk to Tom and Judy here for a second. Tom and Judy are parishioners at St. What's-Her-Name down the street. Tom and Judy are not on a parish council. They are not on the educational board for the school. They are not on anything. They're not active in quote-unquote ministry for the actual parish. They're not even an usher or a greeter at the parish, but they go to Mass faithfully every Sunday. They don't miss. They love their church and their community. They show up to some of the different events. How can they help in this endeavor? Is this just what I'm saying to say? Is this just for people that are working in parish ministry? How can Tom and Judy help?
No, not at all. In fact, most of what we try to teach a parish is that everything you need to grow the parish is actually the Tom, Mary, Judy, Steves of your parish. Hmm. They're the people sitting in the pews that may not be, they may not know anything about the technical, the theology or any of that stuff, but they have professional skills in their own lives, or they certainly have a great desire to learn. Tom and Judy and Mary and Margaret and all the other people who are sitting in our pews also live next door to people. We are all the baptized, and all of the baptized are called to convert the world, not just the people who work for the church. Hmm. So what I usually start with when we're doing our coaching, in fact, we insist that we meet with parishioners. We want to do the town hall meetings because they all play a huge role in this, and the biggest role that they play in this is not being afraid to ask tough questions. Being able to say, look, if our parish hasn't been growing, what are we doing differently? And, you know, you'd think that's an obvious question, but the truth is, most people never ask that question of their parish. Hmm. They don't want to ruffle feathers, or there's the perception. Here's my experience, John, and I don't know if your listeners can relate to this or not, because maybe they fought this, but doing this, I've been speaking around the country now for about 20 years or so, and I often find that sometimes the biggest hindrance to growing the Catholic Church again has nothing to do with the culture. It has everything to do with the leadership is afraid, and what I hear all the time when I go next week, I'll be out in California working with the diocese out there, what I hear the most is, well, our people just don't want to change. Hmm. And I don't find that to be true. Yeah. I actually find that when I can gather the parishioners want change, they just don't know where to begin. And so they have to work in tandem. So, you know, to the average parishioner who's not involved, but coming to church, you see the dwindling numbers. You are the baptized, and you have every right and responsibility, and you are a co-partner in this thing we call salvation history and God's saving plan. And so being able to ask some tough questions and saying, look, I may not know the answer, but can we go get some help? Can we bring people in? Can we look at what some of these parishes who are growing are doing and see what can we do? Maybe we can't do everything, but we can do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I suggest to parishioners.
You're doing good work, man. ParishSuccessGroup.com is the website if you want to bring Rich out or schedule him out. I know he's got 12 parishes that they are working with currently, but I'm sure they would love to work with a parish here in the Diocese of Des Moines. Rich, can't thank you enough, man, for coming on and sharing your wisdom.
It's my pleasure, and hopefully it's not that long before we get to come back and chat again.
We'll do lunch. Rich Curran, everyone.
Thanks, John.
Talk to you soon, man. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You been out at the fair yet?
I haven't, but I will be there today and tomorrow.
Okay. Are you working the Iowa Catholic Radio booth?
Oh, is that an opportunity?
Yes, of
I
course.
I think I will.
Of course you would be working the booth. Well, good. Now, you're going to be doing your show live out there today, correct?
I will be.
Good.
And I have three of our seminarians that will be joining me.
Nice.
So, you know, I was listening to your previous guest, and it's like, yeah, get these young guys that are so engaged with the faith and love the Lord. You know, that lights a fire right there.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Three seminarians out there for Straight Talk, and that is going to be from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock this morning. So it's go ahead.
John, the unique thing that we're going to talk about, yes, they're going to tell their vocation story, but we're going to talk about the different ways they have discerned that they're of their calling.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of us are all discerning things as well. You know, maybe it's not going into the priesthood. Maybe it's whether we should move, whether we should have another child, whether we should go on a huge vacation. You know, all of those things that we have to make decisions about how do you make those decisions in a way that isn't just on a whim?
Sounds good to me. You're right. Discernment is not done in a vacuum, and it's not done just on the big things of our life. It's done on the small things. Every day we should be discerning, and Gene's going to have those seminarians on to talk about some of those ways that they've done that in their life. Again, 10 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, check it out at iowacatholicradio.com. Gene, thanks.
God bless.
Talk to you soon. John Bergsma coming up at 7:45 here in the second half hour, friends. Professor of Theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He's got a new book out called Bible Basics for Catholics. We're going to talk all about sacred scripture today and this book. I'm really looking forward to talking to John. Big fan of his and have been for a long time. Here on this Tuesday, August 13th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Do not go anywhere. Thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show, quickly becoming one of the largest real estate development and property management firms in Iowa since 1985, so 34 years. Currently owning and managing 6.9 million square feet of office, retail, multifamily, and warehouse facilities. They sit at the table here at Iowa Catholic Radio and help us in tremendous fashion. Thank you, R&R Realty, for doing such. It's rrrealty.com. That is rrrealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Despite what might be the popular sentiment, the greatest person in the kingdom of heaven isn't someone who prays the most or does the most good works. Jesus tells us that it's the humility of a child that will lend to the privilege of looking upon the face of our Heavenly Father. It's the same humility that is a result of relying on God and trusting that there's no amount of prayer and good works we do that can accomplish our salvation.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Would you like to get more involved as a volunteer? InterVisions Healthcare empowers at-risk women facing unplanned pregnancies to make life-affirming decisions. But our nursing staff can't do it alone. Our unplanned pregnancy clinic seeks dedicated receptionists and nursing volunteers to meet the needs of hundreds of at-risk patients we see each year. If you are a people person who wants to help moms with unplanned pregnancies, contact us today to learn more about volunteer opportunities. Call 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Big thanks to all of you that have stopped by the Iowa Catholic Radio booth at the Iowa State Fair and said hi, or just gotten a Pope fan or a piece of candy or whatever. We're having some fun out there at the fair. I was out there yesterday with Joe Stopulis for a few hours in the morning. I know Carla Calumet did her show out there yesterday. We're featuring most of our shows out there at the Iowa State Fair, right at the booth. So you kind of hear some of the background of all of our local shows that's happening there. So stop by and say hello. I'll be out there again tomorrow morning from 9 to noon. All right, it's August 13th. Really excited about my guest, John Bergsma, coming up. He is a theology professor at Franciscan University of Steubenville, and he's got a book out called Bible Basics for Catholics. John is going to be able to talk all about that book. If you want to learn and grow in sacred scripture, this is going to be the book for you. We're going to really tease this thing out here coming up about 7:45, so very soon. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo today, so we'll get to him in just a second. In the meantime, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Jimmy Olsen in for Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
You've been out there at the State Fair a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Setting things up, making sure everything's running smooth.
Yeah. Day number six.
Day six.
I've been out there.
Wow.
Well, I guess
crazy.
The only day I missed was Sunday.
Is it really 6 days of the fair so far?
Yeah.
It's Monday. Yeah, you're right.
Six of 11.
My goodness.
You know,
Tuesday, actually.
The State Fair is Walmart on steroids.
Is it? You think so?
Yeah.
Is that your take?
Oh, yeah.
That's a interesting take right there.
Yeah. You see so much.
You do.
That you don't want to see.
You see some? Yeah.
And all the deals that you can buy that you cannot find anywhere else.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And as
there.
The days go on, the prices fall daily.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't want to carry this stuff home. I need to get rid of it.
Well, most of those vendors, they'll let you put it, Oh, you're talking about the vendors themselves.
Yeah, when you're selling stuff. Yeah. Falling prices every day.
You do see that. At the last day, a lot of times, half off or something like that.
75% off. Right.
That would be the best day to go, probably.
I'm waiting for the 100% off day.
Everyone wants to go to the fair on the first day. You got to go on the last day. That's the secret. Jimmy just revealed the secret to the Iowa State Fair, right?
Well, go on the first and last day, because the first day, like this year, you could have saw For King and Country in the grandstand.
Yeah.
And the last day, you can see Unspoken. These are the two Christian acts that they're having at the Iowa State Fair for free on the Ann and Bill Riley stage, right across from the Iowa Catholic Radio.
Are you
booth.
Going to any of those?
I did not make it to For King of Country, but I'll
have you ever seen them?
I've seen them before. Yeah, they were pretty good. They were there a couple years ago. They opened for was it Casting Crowns?
Yeah, they were excellent.
I've not seen Unspoken, but they're going to be on the Ann and Bill Riley stage Sunday night, Extreme Sunday, 8 p.m. So
I've never heard of Unspoken.
Yeah. They probably
have some songs I listen to, though.
Yeah. They're newer. They're up-and-comers. In fact, I think we play a couple of them on our music station that you can listen to on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. But,
cool.
Yeah, there'll be songs that when you go and listen, you'll recognize them. But, yeah, that is Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Ann and Bill Riley stage. You can see Unspoken, which would be really cool.
Sounds good to me.
All right. From the WHO TV Channel 13 desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, it is 71 at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. A little fog this morning, starting to break away, mostly cloudy, then becoming sunny and a high of 86 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 63, and then partly sunny, 78 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny, 80 Thursday, and looks like could have some more showers and thunderstorms in the morning on Friday, partly sunny and a high of 84. It is day number six of the Iowa State Fair. If you're stopping out at the fair today, be sure to make your way to the Iowa Catholic Radio booth at the west side of the Ann and Bill Riley stage. This morning at 9 a.m., Be Not Afraid with Father Fabian Moncada will be live from the fair, followed by Straight Talk with Gene Wells at 10 on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also, there'll be Reconciliation this afternoon from 4 to 6 with Monsignor Chido. As a fairgoer, parking is a premium at the Iowa State Fair, so many take the DART shuttle. Others try to find parking around the fair, and one option is the VFW southwest of the fairgrounds at 2801 Dean Avenue. You can park at the VFW post 738. They'll give you a ride right to the front gate, and it's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year for the VFW, which take care of a lot of the military burials out at the Veterans Cemetery. So it's a great way to help vets and support vets as they even help those vets that are less fortunate, needing gas money to get around and helping them with other expenses. Today's sports report brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Iowa Cubs played Salt Lake yesterday in a shutout. The Cubs won 6-0. Today's Dallin Catholic sports calendar. No varsity sports or activities scheduled for today. Our next high school sports broadcast on Iowa Catholic Radio is the Dallin Catholic High School football opener, the season opener on the 30th, Friday night against Waukee Valley Stadium. Kickoff is at 7, broadcast starts at 6:30 on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the WHO Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, 71 now at the Iowa Catholic Radio Mercy One studio. Fog this morning breaking away, becoming mostly cloudy, then sunny, a high of 86. This has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather and Sports Update. I'm John Leonetti in the morning. We'll have a check on traffic next. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Jimmy Olsen.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
It's about a 14-minute drive for you from the West Mixer into downtown on 235. Running about half that as you're heading in from the East Mixer to downtown. 8 minutes on 235. Again, pretty busy already around the Iowa State Fairgrounds with day number six of the Iowa State Fair getting underway. No other problems to pass along this morning. Thanks to BuilderKent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at BDConstruction.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Yeah, I'm going out there to the fair yesterday. I left it right after the show, and I didn't get to our booth until about 9:03. So it was, you know, the traffic
was funny. It was funny because you and John, you're like going, oh, the fair. You and Joe, yeah. The traffic around the fairgrounds. This is crazy. This is nuts. I can't believe this. My issue was 2:35 getting to downtown. From then on, for me, it was smooth sailing.
Really?
I had no issues.
Maybe it clogged up right when we decided to get on the road or something. My goodness. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Two men died for the faith after harsh treatment and exhaustion in the mines of Sardinia. One had been pope for 5 years, the other an anti-pope for 18. They died reconciled. Saints Pontian and Hippolytus today. Pontian was a Roman who served as pope from 230 to 235. During his reign, he held a synod in Alexandria, which confirmed the excommunication of the great theologian Origen. Pontian was banished to exile by the Roman emperor in 235 and resigned to that so that a successor could be elected in Rome. He was sent to the unhealthy island of Sardinia, where he died the same year of his harsh treatment. With him was Hippolytus, with whom he was reconciled. The bodies of both were brought back to Rome and buried as martyrs with solemn rites. Hippolytus was a priest in Rome. Hippolytus, which names means a horse turned loose, was at first holier than the church. He censured the pope for not coming down hard enough on a certain heresy, calling him a tool in the hands of Satan, a deacon who coming close to advocating the opposite heresy himself. When Callistus was elected pope, Hippolytus accused him of being too lenient with penitents and had himself elected anti-pope by a group of followers. But, of course, as he was banished in 235, he was also banished to the island of Sardinia. Shortly before or after this event, he reconciled with the church and died in exile with Pope Pontian. We ask today both of these saints to pray for us. See, look at this. I mean, if you ever thought, well, an anti-pope gets himself elected, how could he ever become a saint? Look what happens. Big thanks to Stephen C. Reed for underwriting the show. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. 224-1776. Been in practice for over 30 years. He underwrites our saint of the day. 224-1776. Thank you very much, Stephen. All right, coming up right after the break, I am really excited about this because I'm a big fan of our 7:45 guest. John Bergsma is going to be on. He's a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He's got a book that has sold over 60,000 copies. I want to say it's got to be up there now to about 100,000, but we'll see. Bible Basics for Catholics is what it's all about. He's written extensively on sacred scripture to be able to help Catholics, yeah, you and me, come to better love and understand it. We're going to have him on for a good segment right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. Golden Rule, and their trucks are everywhere. I saw a truck just the other day. They've got those vans out. You can't miss them. Of course, they say Golden Rule all over the place. They're yellow. for the Golden Rule, of course. And, you know, pretty soon they're going to be hitting one of their busy seasons. I just got a call, I want to say about a week and a half ago, to schedule my checkup. Every year, two times a year, they come out and just make sure everything's working great. It's a really simple thing. They come out, make sure everything's good, and leave. That's it. No trying to sell you on things. They say, no, me. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you again for underwriting the show. That's GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, August 13th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. If you find yourself getting ready to send the kids off to school and you'll have some time on your hands, consider checking out the programs offered through the Center for Social Ministry. With all the problems our world faces, the center says don't just look for a difference, be the difference. How can we have an impact? Where do we begin? Check out the fall programs offered through the Center for Social Ministry through their website or email centerforsocialministry@gmail.com. Bishop-elect William Johnson's ordination and installation is just a little over a month away on Friday, September 27th at 2 p.m. You can join in on the excitement with the diocese by watching the live stream of this historic event on our website and on Facebook. Emmaus House is offering a nature retreat day on Saturday, August 17th at St. Thomas More Center in Panora. This is an opportunity to leisurely spend time resting with God in nature, to notice how God's presence in nature is uniquely speaking to each of us and drawing us into unity with each other and creation. This day offers much time for yourself to explore the beauty of nature and spend time with God in silence. Learn more at theemaushouse.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
This is going to be a glorious unfolding. Just you wait and see, and you will.
Well, thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Oh, yes, we've been on, they've been on the show probably about a year and a half now. So you got to know a little bit about what they do. BlessmanInternational.org, thank you for underwriting the show. Feeding Hungry Children. Every week, Blessman International provides 12,000 meals for young people in South Africa. Fostering food-secure communities as well. Farms, dignity through provisions of basic water and sanitation, all of it. And, of course, faith formation and eternal hope in Jesus Christ. This is what they do. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you again for underwriting the show. That is BlessmanInternational.org. All right, do we have Professor on, Deacon?
Not yet.
We're still working on getting him on. I read a pretty interesting piece the other day that was responding to the recent Pew Research Center study that talked about the amount of Americans that actually believe in the true presence of the Eucharist. It is said that Catholics in America, 30% of American Catholics is what they said believe what the church believes about the Eucharist. I think it was up around 63% that believe what the church teaches on the Eucharist. 63% that actually practice the faith. So those people in the pews, now, to me, that's still kind of a low number. I am trying to look at this like the glass is half full, but I think it can be difficult to sometimes. But there was a great piece that was done on Alitalia, and I've talked about this
before, not this piece specifically, but this blog. And it talks about, in the wake of these recent news, there's some ways that we can shore up our own belief and in the Eucharist, I'm trying to do like three different things at once to try to get our next guest on. All right, we got him, but we'll get him on. But there's a great piece. Go to Alitalia. You could type in 17 ways to boost belief in the Eucharist, and I really thought this was really good. So talking about different things and ways to be able to come to better love and grow in the true presence. All right, let's go to our last guest of the day, professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. John Bergsma joins me. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Dr. John, excuse me. Dr. John Bergsma joins me. Yeah, there we go.
For heaven.
Bible Basics for Catholics. Are you up over about 100,000 of these books yet? Sold?
Yeah, we're at about that level.
Yeah, I mean, you really have done a great job with this, doctor. Are you trying to tell me that Catholics don't know the Bible very well?
Well, you know, we hear it a lot in Mass. I think we actually know it a little bit better than we think we do.
I agree.
But finding a way around in the book can be a challenge for some of us.
When we talk about Bible basics, what do you mean?
Well, getting the big picture of salvation history is really what I'm talking about. I think that, you know, the Bible is a big book. We tend to get lost in the forest for the trees kind of thing. And so what I try to do in my little book is sketch out, quite literally, because we use stick figures, you know, the picture of the Bible's overarching message. And when people get it, you know, the lights come on and it clicks for them.
If, let's say, I've never heard the term salvation history before, what do you mean by that?
Salvation history is basically just God's plan of how to save us that began with our first parents, Adam and Eve, and continues all the way through, you know, the history of God's people Israel to Jesus Christ being, of course, the big event in all of human history. And then that salvation won for us by Jesus Christ, you know, we still get in contact with that through the sacraments in, you know, 2019. So in a way, you know, salvation history is not different from the rest of history. It's just following God's plan to save us in the middle of general human history.
It's no surprise that you write extensively on sacred scripture, because this is where your conversion took place. You were at Notre Dame and you were getting your PhD, I believe, in sacred scripture. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you were not Catholic, but through that time you became Catholic. Walk me through that.
Sure. You know, so I was having struggles with my theology even a little bit before I came to Notre Dame. I was starting to have questions about certain slogans like salvation by faith alone and the idea that the Bible alone gives us everything that we need. And, you know, the real issue there was those things weren't in the Bible. I couldn't find Bible alone. I couldn't find faith alone in the Bible. And so when I got to University of Notre Dame and met people who were really living their Catholic faith in a vibrant way and were reading scripture, meditating on it, as well as the church fathers, and they got me to start reading the church fathers, and the fathers opened my eyes.
Uh-oh.
Actually, you know where that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They opened my eyes to what the scriptures were saying, because I was so brainwashed. I sorry to use that term, but, you know, I could look scriptures in the face, things like Jesus saying, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you, and it just didn't faze me. But when I looked at the earliest of the fathers, and they took that in all seriousness and said this refers to his, you know, his flesh and blood in the Eucharist, that really blew me out of the water. And, you know, initiated a radical change where, you know, I wanted that too. I wanted to experience Jesus' body, blood, his soul and divinity in the Eucharist like the early Christians did. And that's what eventually brought me into the church.
What was the biggest hurdle for you to become Catholic?
The biggest hurdle was probably the Blessed Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding her role, and to be honest with you, I did not get past that until after my conversion. I just took it on faith. I said, Lord, I don't understand, how Mary works into these things, but the church has been right on so many other things that I discovered. I'm just going to take that on faith. But later, it was years later when I was teaching at Franciscan University, and I was teaching through the Old Testament, and discovered that the mother of the king was honored in the ancient kingdom of Israel, and she had a role of intercession for all the people, and even the king would bow down to her and give her veneration. And I began to realize, oh my goodness, if the church is the kingdom of David, which it certainly is, because we're ruled over by the Son of David, Jesus Christ, then it must necessarily have a role for the mother of the king, and it just clicked. And so for the first time in my life, I really saw how Mary's role was prefigured in the Old Testament, and it made sense in terms of the church being the kingdom of the Son of David, who is Jesus Christ.
So again, it's no surprise that you come to understand devotion, proper devotion to Our Lady through sacred scripture. I mean, it sounds like the faith, the Catholic faith, has come alive so much through the Bible. I know there's different books out there that allow the Bible to come alive. Yours is just another one, but I like yours for the specific reason that it's basic. You know, I mean, sometimes we can get very intimidated with sacred scripture, Catholics, and then we just don't end up doing anything. Yours just is basic. It's a nice kind of, you're wading in, you're starting ankle deep here in the waters, and then you just go a little bit deeper. And I think that's not as intimidating.
No, and the stick figures that we draw through the book, that keeps it lighthearted and a little bit whimsical. And it just, when we can laugh a little bit, when we can have a little fun, it's amazing how we learn better and how things that otherwise are, seem profound and intimidating suddenly become, accessible and able for us to digest.
What are you working on now?
Well, right now I'm working on the study notes for Ezekiel for the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible.
Nice.
And after that, I'll probably be working on a book probably called something like Love Basics or Marriage Basics, tracing the theme of love and marriage through the Bible for folks, again, using the stick figures. So got a lot of projects in the works.
The book is everywhere, friends. Bible Basics for Catholics. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will order it for you. But I really think you should get this book. Professor John Bergsma, you're doing great work, Professor. I appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you soon. That's Dr. John Bergsma, Professor of Theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville, everyone. Bible Basics for Catholics. That puts this show in the books. Be back on tomorrow morning, live from the Mercy One studio. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
I am John Leonetti. Be confident in Christ's mercy and His love today. Where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry.
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.